baby. I get so scared inside and I don't really understand. Is it love that's on my mind or is it fantasy?
Heaven is in the palm of my hand and it's waiting here for you. What am I supposed to do with a child in tragedy? If I close my eyes forever, will it all remain unchanged? If I close my eyes forever, will it all remain the same? Sometimes it's hard to hold on, so hard to hold on to my dreams. It isn't always what it seems when you're face to face with me.
Like a dagger, you stick me in the heart.
Welcome to the Brizzy Experience. My name is Damon.
And I'm Brittany.
And we are Brizzy.
I think he wanted to say me to say it with him, and I missed it.
I did, but she didn't get the cue.
I was delayed.
With your sunglasses?
Yeah, I wear my sunglasses.
At night?
At night and inside. Because I'm just that cool.
I wear my sunglasses at night and inside. All right, so tonight... Sunglasses at night. We're going to talk a little bit about our relationship. Yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, go.
I love you too.
Why do you put that pressure on me?
Okay. Well, as we've talked about before, we have dated on and off in the past for a few years. Madly in love with each other to the point where it hurts sometimes. You know, the kind where you get upset and angry at the person for dumb shit. But then at the end of the day, you're like, oh.
He can't resist my little chubby cheeks.
Chubby cheeks. So, yeah, we've dated other people. We dated, didn't work out. Dated other people. That's happened maybe twice. And, it was a shit show. Shit show.
Yeah, it was pretty rough.
You know, the whole time you're trying to start something with somebody, meet somebody, get to know somebody, and the whole time you're thinking about somebody else. Because you want to be doing those things with that person. And you want that person to get off their ass and realize shit and come around.
Yeah, demon.
So we both got to the point where we finally got to that point and sat down, talked some things out and decided, okay, if we do this and do that and make these changes with each other and start there and build a foundation and rebuild trust and all that, all that good stuff. And we've been doing that.
I think we've started to learn to just block out other people's opinions, other people's views.
Yeah, because that can get crazy. You know, for some reason, and I know it's not just us. I know it's everybody else. Everybody goes through the same thing. Everybody likes to keep their trash at their own house, so to speak. And some people like to let everybody know what the garbage looks like. But I forgot where I was going with that.
We had a problem with other people coming in between our relationship is what it was.
Yeah, yeah. On both sides. People wanting to inject their opinion and you should do this and you should do that and you shouldn't do this. And we finally had to I hate to say tune people out, but you just had to kind of mute some things. And occasionally, you know, you end up having to walk away from some people because they just, misery loves company. And you find out through the process that they are miserable people and they got to have you miserable.
And no matter how happy you are, there's always going to be something wrong with the person you're with.
Right.
You can't just be happy about it. Support you. Yeah. Not you. I'm saying
in general. So we've had to tune that out and mute that down and just come to the conclusion that nobody's punching our ticket but us. So let's go punch that bastard.
And it's really helped us bloom, I think.
I think so, too.
We've gotten a lot closer.
You know, we have that 15-year age difference. So sometimes that it's a blessing and a curse at times because being raised two different ways, her and I, and having different viewpoints on things in a different age bracket, being raised differently.
And I just want to listen to some Britney Spears sometimes.
And I'm over here like, oh my God. Can we listen to some Steely Dan and then we'll go to Britney Spears? You know, and then I'll come around. I'll dance around to the Britney Spears.
He does.
Do the sprinkler. Have fun with it. Because I can tend to be an idiot.
He secretly likes it.
No. I used to kind of have a crush on Britney Spears back in the day. When I was just a creepy young old dude.
Creepy. I think she's actually close to your age, so it's okay.
Who, Britney?
Yeah.
The Spears? I don't think she's close to my age.
Yeah, she's in her 40s.
Yeah, soon to be single, maybe, huh? When I was reading in the tabloid, me and Britney. I mean, the other Britney.
You dummy. What's wrong with you?
No.
No. Maybe George Clooney will end up single.
What? I don't like George Clooney, so I'm not looking that route.
Mm.
So, yeah, there's so much to talk about on it. I'm sure we're not going to wrap it all up this evening, but we just had fun.
Mm-hmm. And we've learned to like laugh and make jokes at the people that give us stares and obviously glare at us while we're out.
Yeah, it's, excuse me. It's funny because a lot of times, baby, and you catch it most of the time before I do. We're just out doing our thing, having a good time, oblivious to everybody else's garbage, and we're just trying to punch our own ticket. So this one time in particular, we were cruising through a casino. We were just doing our own thing, having our time. I'm dressed like a clown like I normally am. Brittany's looking good, and some lady was standing in line and just blurts out, "Oh my God, you guys are the cutest couple." And not to sound like a douchebag or anything, but we both spun around like, hey, because we knew she was talking about us. And she was. And so.
Yeah, we do get that more often than the nasty stares.
Yeah, but then, you know, the haters are out there. You know who you are, you haters.
Ooh, he rented her.
Yeah, that's one. We called some people out when we first started hanging out. Catching a cocktail and getting dinner at this one place at the casino. And got to make friends with the dude who worked there at the time.
He's still our very good friend.
Yeah, still our good friend. And so we were in there all hanging out bullshitting one time. And we were like, okay, so when we first started coming in here, what'd you guys think? And of course, you know, nobody wants to. Nobody wants to tell us what they really think. And we were like, well, that's all right. We already discussed this. And we're pretty sure you guys think that I just like rented her. I had her up here for the night, a little arm candy. And they were like, oh, okay, yeah, we did think that. And I'm like, bro, I can get chicks like this, dude.
Okay, calm down. You're funny.
I was like, I ain't got to rent them, dude. I can get them, dude. I'm a charming dude. So it was just this big laugh in there. But it happens a lot. You have one in mind?
No. But no. We do randomly get stopped all the time and people are like, oh, you guys are so cute together. Oh, we love your energy.
Yeah, all the time.
Oh, your energy.
The Brizzy energy.
It's me. Wow. Hi, it's me. I have the energy.
Okay. Moving on. This energy. Next. Tune in next week.
To see what we have in store.
Teabag 3, electric teabag?
No.
I'm kidding.
No.
We'll give Teabag a break. He's busy. But yeah, we just, I don't know. We just do our thing, enjoy our company, write our own tick. And that's what this whole Brizzy experience is about. It's just doing it our way. And the things we do along the way, the people we meet, and have a good time.
And it's fun. I love our age gap. Like when we went hiking up to Duck Lake and Damon almost died and I saved the day. That was nice.
Yeah.
And with his experience, you know, that comes into play a lot. Wow. Okay. I don't have daddy issues.
He was old and had to take a break and I had to carry on the torch, which kind of happened. And we've talked about that. Yeah, well, we'll get into it as we get through this, but we just wanted to dedicate a short episode to talk about us because we're doing all these, our traveling tidbits and our food and drinks. But, so some of those we've pulled back from the past and talk about, but it's a lot of just a little local hangout. We do some geocaching, which is fun. It's just a little something we can do. And we get to adventure with it. And, you know, local stuff in town. You get to go. We did it. We were out of town on a concert trip. And we were like, hey, let's see if we can catch a cache real quick. Cache me outside, bitches. And we found one. And it was an out-of-towner. And we had a good time. We hit the road and came back up here. And it was just a good time.
That was a good one.
So we just try to maximize the good times. Turn the volume down on the arguing and fighting. And, well, you know, we have our fair share. We had one the other night and it was just, oh yeah, well, yeah, whatever. I'm going to bed. Deal with it.
I get cranky when it comes to certain things.
Yeah, she was cranking. And I was just, I gave it the old man. It was, I could have added that into my get the hell off my lawn segment because I was over it. I'm like, ah, the hell with you. I'm going to bed. Give the old man, bah, whatever.
He did. And because he did that, neither of us got any sleep that night.
Yeah, because...
Because he's stubborn.
She was stubborn. Oh, Gemini, you know how stubborn they are.
I'm pretty sure stubborn falls under you. Taurus.
So, it was one of those, you know, both of us were stubborn. And one of us should have been like, all right, here's the deal. Get your naked butt over here so we can cuddle it up like we always do.
But no, my butt froze all night long.
Lesson learned.
Rude.
He who be stubborn ends up with cold butt. I mean, she. So, rule of thumb, we kind of violated our own set forth rule of going to bed in a tiff. So we need to stop that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he fed me Taco Bell for dinner.
Okay. I can't eat that garbage. I just can't. It's garbage. You're putting trash into your body, trash into your system. And by doing so, that's the vibe you're going to get. If you put garbage into your system, you're going to get garbage out. Ms. Sunglasses. So, 15-year age gap. We try to have fun. Try not to go to bed angry. What else? You know, it helps when you're a sexy, hunky dude. And you're just sexy and hunky for your lady. And your lady's a steamy hot button herself.
Steamy hot button.
So we just kind of mold it up together really well. And then we go on our, when we went to the Shania Twain concert, we'll get into that. We're going to make a whole weekend out of that. That'll be another podcast we do here in a couple of days. We'll lay that track down. Have that probably next week. But case in point, we go Shania Twain, catch that concert, and there was a group of people out there. Hey, will you take our picture? Yeah, definitely. Let's get that. So we took a couple group pictures. Now let's get a picture of you. And the pictures came out fantastic.
They were cute.
Sun going down. It was a dark yellow sun glow.
I had my sunglasses on.
About the sunlight dancing off my beard.
I'm just kidding. I guess I didn't have my sunglasses on now that I come to think about it.
No, you didn't. I did.
Rude.
Mm. So it was just a good time, like we normally have. Nice road trip. Fun time.
Got to meet Damon's family.
Yeah. We'll get into all that on that deal. Not all of them. They were all there. It's crazy.
It's a good weekend.
And then, we just do us. And we've kind of had to, the last several months, just kind of hunker down, work on us, build our foundation, work out some kinks. What would you say the main things are? And this is for everybody. Trust, rebuilding trust.
Rebuilding
faith
trust
in one another
was a big one. Boundaries was another big one that we worked out and I think has been working out pretty well.
I do too.
I think both of us had, we would go out separately a lot. And I think that kind of hindered our relationship. And, you know, since we've remedied that, I haven't missed it at all. I can't speak for you, but
yeah, like I said, we've had to kind of hunker down and build our foundation. So we've taken to making sure we spent the adequate amount of time with each other, and we probably spend a little more time than we should with each other, but it just feels normal and right because we're not, I've had relationships in the past where, and I'll say it, and I've said it before when we sat down with talks, you got to have you time, me time, and then we time. But it doesn't always have to be 33 and a third across the board for that. You know, you can fine tune that because sometimes a little more me and you time separately would work better than we time in certain relationships. But in ours, it's not like that. Ours is the majority is we time. And we enjoy spending the time together. And that's where that stuff builds when you have a relationship, in my opinion, again, because I've had one of these in the past, where you don't spend a lot of time with each other. You got to have the right amount of time with each other. Otherwise, it's not going to work. You have too little time, it's not going to work. You have too much time, it's not going to work. You got to find right where everything bobs and weaves and flows together and then adjust the other ones around that. Yeah?
Yeah. He's my best friend.
And she's mine. Oh, and then we didn't do sex like daily, so... That probably doesn't work with everybody.
I try to do sex daily.
If you boil it down per capita, it's daily.
He swears like, oh, if it's within a 24-hour period, then it counts.
That's in a day.
If I don't get it like more than one day, steer clear. You're laughing because you know it's true. I get so cranky, it's worse than my hangry.
Sure is.
And hangry's bad.
You put them on top, both together. Ooh, look out.
Yeah.
Alarm City.
Mm-hmm. Kid you not.
We can't have that.
Nope.
So, That's a little bit about us. We'll get into some more of these as we go, as we get into it, as we get a little more comfortable with this. Again, we're just starting this podcast out. I'm running video right as we speak so I can work on integrating the two and getting them out there. I'm on a wicked, insanely small budget doing this stuff. And like I said, we're just starting out, so I'm learning as I go, but I think we're doing okay so far. We just got to stop now that we're doing working video into it little by little. We got to stop doing these naked.
Yeah. Go put some clothes on.
So, okay. We just wanted to touch in with a little bit about us.
If you guys have any questions, pop them in the comment section.
Comment section of?
I don't know. But it sounded like a good thing to say.
I do. Right? It sounded fantastic.
I tried.
I will say this, we do have a YouTube channel, The Brizzy Experience, and there's an email attached on there with all the links to all our stuff.
Ask us anything.
Feel free to go find our YouTube channel, follow it. We're starting that out too. We're going to be putting the video on there. I know we just have some pictures and some little video clips on there, but we're going to start implementing the video podcast in there and putting it on the YouTube channel. So that ought to be loads of fun for everybody watching us make fools of ourselves.
Totally.
But so that's coming. But if you want to get a hold of us, email us, ask us any questions, we'll put it on here because it's just a whole lot of fun.
It is.
Especially when we're doing it naked. I guess that's coming to a close. Boo.
Boo.
So... Okay. All right. I'm giving it 20 minutes for that. Again, you guys have any questions on our relationship, please hold the shit talk to a minimum. Actually, I'll just send those too if you want. I'll just delete them and give you the finger when we're laying down the track. Or not. Maybe I'll talk about it if it's funny enough. But yeah, we're going to start down the road. Talk about our relationship. Talk about, we're going to start taking some equipment, podcasting on the road so we can do some stuff when we're out camping up in the middle of nowhere.
We have our first kid camping trip this weekend.
Yep. We'll be talking about that here coming up. But some friends of ours, Brittany's kids, their kids, and we're just all going out camping and just hanging out. And these are good people. We'll get them out here eventually. We'll get them on the road podcast next time. Because I don't think I'm going to have the equipment for it this time. Unless I break all this down and just bring it.
Yeah.
And then we could probably set it up in their trailer because it's bigger in that one area and just sitting there and doing with everybody.
That would be fun. Maybe we should do that.
And we can just I can bring the third microphone and we can just put each couple on a microphone. So we might do that.
I think we should do that.
That might be worth lugging all this stuff. But, okay, we're going to put a wrap on this one. I think I got another one in the can called Monterey Moms. I'm going to cut that one up. I'll put that one out for next week. Or maybe we'll do just this little special here, like come the weekend. Maybe we'll just drop that as a little special post Mother's Day episode. Maybe. We'll see. Yeah?
Yeah.
We got the camping to talk about. We'll do a little more relationship stuff.
I thought you were airing that. Wednesday.
Which one? Monterey Moms?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, let's do this one.
Okay.
And then we'll do that one. Because I think people want to sit down and hear a little bit about us and what we got going. I do have a third nipple. It's got hair on it.
I like to lick it.
Baby, you make me wish I had three hands. No?
No. Goodbye.
Okay. All right, guys. Or as we like to call you, the Brizzinators.
We love you, Brizzinators.
All right, Brizzies, Brizzinators. We'll catch you next week. Thanks for tuning in.
Bye.